With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So now she's got this awesome portfolio of websites that she knows back the front, and they're, once she's got them up and running, they're kind of semi-passive. It's not like you've got to turn up every day 9 to 5 to work on these, and she's just building them up.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with Matt Rad, co-founder of website investment company eBusiness Institute. He's here to delve into a client's investment story featuring a stay-at-home mum who went from making $100 a month to $19,000 a month with just one digital asset. Find out how she achieved her goal and how you can do it too. Together with his wife, Liz, Rad conducts renovations of his own, but with digital assets as his properties, something we can consider as an insurance policy.
It's definitely a pleasure to be back here talking about my favourite topic, which is investing, and particularly in light of what's happened over the last year. Like, who would have predicted property prices going so high, but also, of course, websites, which would be good fun to have a chat to you about today, because a lot has happened in our marketplace as well.
For sure. And, you know, who would have known, like, COVID actually accelerated things much faster. Now we're kind of pretty much all online, like websites, Zoom, everything, you know, pretty much 24/7. That's how we're actually doing our shopping. That's how we're communicating. It is just crazy and a very interesting time with how, you know, it's changed the way we work. Forget about going to the office now. We can just pretty much have our conferences online.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the biggest things that's taken us by surprise, probably like all your listeners and your community, is how have these asset prices just gone skyrocketing through the roof? Not just shares, but obviously property in Sydney and Melbourne, and but also for us with websites, we've seen massive increases in prices of web assets, which is really exciting for us.
What I'd love to talk about today then is really the reason why I wanted to invite you back to the podcast, is to share a case study or some success stories from your community, because you've had some fantastic results. And especially people who have been in property in the past and have thought, oh, you know, I've got a great asset of, you know, property portfolios, but I want to actually diversify a little bit. And I know you've got some great study, or I guess success stories, of past students and current students who have been able to do that. So maybe let's delve into maybe one of them, and you can share with the audience how that kind of story has been successful in achieving that within your community.
When you asked me earlier about some of the specific examples, the one that really comes to mind, because she is a property developer, comes from that sort of a background on property, is Lisa. And she bought, this would have been 3 years ago, a simple little site for $2,000. It was only making a couple of $100s, and she's been renovating it just like you would with property, just gently renovating it. And this is a passive website. It just makes money off content and advertising, and she's just hit $19,000 a month profit.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
And it gets better, Tyrone. You'll appreciate this. That will probably sell. We've got a bit of a plan that we're working to, and Lisa's just such an awesome go-getter. She's very, very focused. Her goal is to sell that for 7 figures. So she's pretty excited, because she's a stay-at-home mum. She works on this now full-time, and it is purely through posting content and renovating, so simple reno. So what it was, it just for your listeners, we make money off websites and not e-commerce websites. So we're not selling physical products. It is all, what we do is we have what's called affiliate websites. So we make affiliate commissions or we have advertising on them. And that's what Lisa's site is. It's an affiliate website. And basically it promotes, she gets a commission every time someone buys a product through her website, and it's in the exercise niche. And so obviously exercise has gone really well over the last, since COVID. And so, but also go Lisa, she's done really well. She's just been consistent. She's been renovating this website, and she, you know, when she bought it was only making a couple hundred dollars, and she just left it. That's a per month. And she kind of left it parked for the first year. And then we started teaching this more accelerated strategy of putting lots of content onto websites. And she thought that sounds good. And she started applying that to another little website that she had as well. And she got great success with that, but not as big as $19,000 a month profit. She got another site to make a couple of grand a month. So it's kind of like a rental property. She did it. You know, she bought a couple of sites, and the other one I think cost around $3,000 as well. She got that to making a couple of $1,000s a month and realized, if I do that on this exercise site, it'll go a lot better. And so she got that up to making about $2,000 a month profit. Then it went to $5,000 a month. And literally just recently at our three-day event, she told everyone it's just hit $19,000 a month. And that's before even the Christmas run-up.
I can't imagine what it'd be like for Christmas then. Or New Year, actually, even New Year.
Well, now that she's onto this, it's like for you guys when you guys buy a property, you know, when you get that winning formula. So each of your listeners probably has a strategy that they're working to, or they're doing developments, or they're doing, you know, fixer-uppers or renovates and holds. Lisa's now got this strategy, and she knows this niche really well. So she's gone out and bought another site in virtually the same niche. She found it at a really good price, but she still had to pay a bit more money for that. I think she paid around $30,000 or something for this second site, but it will probably quadruple as well. So it'll end up making the same kind of money by the looks of it. So now she's got this awesome portfolio of websites that she knows back to front. And they're, once she's got them up and running, they're kind of semi-passive. It's not like you've got to turn up every day 9 to 5 to work on these. And she's just building them up. And then what she'll do is she'll bolt them together and sell them off to a big corporate or to what we call an aggregator, which is something we're seeing a lot more of in our industry now. So there's a lot of big buyers come looking around for exactly those kind of websites that Lisa's created. And they're paying big multiples for them.
That's awesome. Awesome. Before we jump into a little bit more details behind it, could you tell us a little bit background behind Lisa? Because I just want to paint the picture of what her pain points were before jumping into, like, why did she want to move into buying websites? Because obviously she could have gone into so many different other markets. She could have gone into shares, buying a business, etc. What do you think why she jumped into this particular niche?
I think in Lisa's case, and in like, you know, a lot of our clients or our community's case, is a lot of us in our community are parents like yourself, Tyrone, and we're at that age. Our community tends to be older people, not that, I'm not going to say what age, but a lot of us are, you know, older than yourself, let's just say, and they're typically getting out of, PAYG, or that, you know, they'll have a corporate role or they work long hours, or they have older kids, or a lot of us have younger kids as well. And what they're really looking for is that freedom to work from home, because that's what Liz and I have done over the years, and particularly when our kids were born, that was always our goal, to work from home and raise our kids. And I think that's probably the main driver for a lot of people in our community, and say for Lisa. And then also the other pain point is, this was admittedly before COVID, but I think for you property guys, someone like Lisa, everyone's not sure. Like, when you get into property, for a lot of people, you max out with the banks here in Australia. That's what we get fed back from our property guys. So property's brilliant. It's a kind of a no-brainer in Australia, isn't it, to make wealth through property? Always has been. But I think the pain point, it's a really smart question of yours, is you get to a certain point in property where they just max out with the banks, and it's starting to take on a lot of risk if you want to borrow the millions of dollars or the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars once you really want to expand that portfolio. So I guess they start looking at digital assets and go, I can do exactly the same thing as what I've done in property, but at a fraction of the cost. You're not having to spend, like no one in our community is out there buying $1 million websites, not at this point yet anyway. They're selling them for that price, but they're not building, they're not buying $1 million websites. Whereas I'm sure in your community, you've probably got heaps of listeners who are buying $1 million properties, or once they do a few properties, they're getting up into that range. And I think that's the pain point. It just gets a bit risky in this environment. Even though interest rates are so low, for your average person to start borrowing big money, it gets a bit scary. So I think they look at websites and they go, oh, cool, I can buy a website for under $50,000 or under $10,000. Like in Lisa's case, it was $2,000. That's all it cost. I've got another client just today. I was working with them. They bought a website for about the same, $3,000. And this thing will make $1,000 a month. And they actually commented to me, they said, well, that's more than the rent, the net rent return I get on, you know, on an apartment that they own. So yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And plus what I'm excited about is the asset values are going up now. So, you know, there's that as well, which never used to be as prominent.
That is crazy. So when you think about it, buying an asset for $3,000, returning, say, a $12,000 net return each year, that's a 400% increase.
Oh, yeah. But and understand, you've got to renovate it to do that, just like with a property. And we're all about, too, our renos, because our background is property. If you listen to the other interview that you did with us, you'll hear where Liz and my background is actually buying and selling businesses. We always use the money from our businesses to feed into property back in those days. And what our strategy back then was, you know, we don't want to build houses where we're completely rebuilding, just simple renos, coat of paint, you know, change the handles on the cupboards and just kind of simple stuff. That's what we try and do with websites as well. And so these days, the main thing that we teach people or that we do ourselves is just basic tidy ups of the website and mainly putting on content. And so to get those sorts of returns that we're talking about, you do have to do some work. You've got to do a basic tidy up, but it's not, what's the word? Like Liz says, it's not re-stumping the house or anything. You know, it's just a simple makeover of it.
Coming up after the break, he reveals the benefit of website renovations that Lisa found most attractive.
And I think that's what she really likes, because she can raise a family and work on the site at her pace.
We discuss how property renovations and website renovations are more familiar than you would think.
We renovate every site with a set kind of formula. And so we do change them around. And that's the renovation. Yeah, and that's the renovation opportunity that we're looking for, Tyrone. So it's like you guys look for certain renovation opportunities when you buy properties.
We discover how astonishingly quickly you can turn $2,000 into $9 million without touching even one tin of paint.
You can build good websites if you've got the skills, and you can be flipping them into bigger and bigger deals. And we just did this cool interview with one of the world's best website brokers. His client, within five flips, turned a $2,000 website into $9 million.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you interested in small investments with big profits? If the answer is yes, then check out Matt and Liz's free training series that can show how to buy and renovate cash flow websites. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com/online. When you sign up, you get access to four powerful and practical video training series to help you find and purchase online cash flow properties. I personally watch these videos and highly recommend learning from Matt and Liz, as they are experts at this. To get access to your free series, visit propertyinveststory.com/online. RAD considers the work they do to be mini renovations, as because everything is online, there's no expensive tradies or waiting around on sites involved. This was the most important elements for Lisa.
She said, I literally just parked that website for the first year that I owned it. And even when I'm doing the reno, I don't have to be working on it all the time. I don't have to turn up. I don't have to meet tradies with it. There's no kind of budget as such, except for the articles. You've got to pay outsourcers to write the articles, but really it's just work at your own pace. And I think that's what she really likes, because she can raise a family and work on the site at her pace. So if you want to work late in the evenings or something like that, but at the end of the day, it comes down to your time and you know, content these days, your average article is about $20 an article. That's really, when you think about it, that's all you're risking. So I think on her first site, the little tiny site that she had, I think she spent, it's on our blog, I can't remember the stats, I guess a couple of grand in content, and that was enough to get it to making about $1,000 a month. And that's when she realized, okay, this works. Now I'm going to do the same on this other exercise affiliate site, and it worked particularly well. It is incredibly leveraged. I think property people look at what we do and just go, oh, you know, it kind of overcomes the main, I guess like you were asking, pain points of property. The biggest thing that we've always said with websites that we've noticed is the really high cash flows. It's that, you know, ROI is massive. When you get it right, your cash flows literally are sort of the net rents that you guys would get on your properties.
I've experienced it personally myself.
Your average affiliate site will make you $1,000 to $2,000 a month when you get into the slightly bigger ones. And you can buy them any day of the week. Once you know what you're doing, you've got to learn a few things first, but they're typically selling for, you know, $30,000 to $50,000, and you can get an income of anywhere from $500 a month up to a couple of grand a month.
That's awesome. So I guess in Lisa's case, as you said, she started off buying this site for $2,000, did a bit of renovation behind it, which is basically increasing the content. Did she redesign the site or anything like that, or tweak the site?
Tweaked it, definitely changed the look, but not to make it really pretty or anything like that. So I should mention, Lisa was a complete beginner at this. She learned that. So she was doing this as she was learning off us what to do. And we have a specific way that we renovate websites, which is like the way that they're set up. And it works really well. It works on any kind of website. Doesn't matter what it's for, except for e-commerce. We don't do e-commerce because that's a lot more complex beast. E-commerce involves having physical stock or inventory. We don't really touch that because you've got to put a lot of money. You're going back into this risk thing where you're tying up all your capital, either, you know, in physical stock in a warehouse somewhere. So we don't do that. But yes, we renovate every site with a set kind of formula. And so we do change them around. And that's the renovation. Yeah, and that's the renovation opportunity that we're looking for, Tyrone. So it's like you guys look for certain renovation opportunities when you buy properties. That's what we kind of look for. We look at the site and go, cool, it's not set up the best. We know we can come in and, you know, give it a lick of paint and hopefully get it converting better and driving more traffic. And hopefully we can double the profits.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the question maybe a lot of people might be also asking is, the opportunity sounds too good to be true. You know, you buy a site, you know, for $2,000, and in a few years' time, it gets a passive income of about $20,000 a month, which is roughly about $240,000 a year, which is phenomenal. It's like a full-time income. And you go, okay, how much time does it take? Where do you find these type of sites? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of these kind of questions bubbling in people's heads. I mean, we don't have to go into too much detail about it, but I'm just curious, just from Lisa's perspective, how did she sort of found this kind of thing, just to sort of give people painting that picture?
Really good question. And I should mention that sort of a result is not typical. Like, Lisa's hit the ball out of the park clearly, and she's executed really well on this site. So the answer to your question is, she did, we call it reps. She did the hard work at the beginning, which is, she's a total beginner online, and it's taken her, everyone's super excited, including her, like they're focusing on the now, which is, wow, they're blown away by the amazing amount of money she makes each month, but they didn't see the journey leading up to that. It's been 3 or 4 years that she's been working up. So she spent a lot of time because she had to completely retrain in this field. She knew nothing about websites, how they work. So she had to spend a lot of time learning the process. And what we suggest is, if anyone's interested in doing this, you learn on small little websites first. So there's zero risk. you can easily go and buy a website. We use a platform called flipper.com. There's heaps of website brokers out there now, though. But you can go on to Flipper. You can buy a small little website under $1,000 and learn on that. And you can watch the results. You may or may not make money on those small sites. It's all about the learning process if you've never been online. And then you need to gently buy slightly bigger websites. We do not recommend, particularly for a beginner, going in and buying a big website straight up. But time-wise, it will, as you know, when you first learn this, it does take longer than you think. What's the study show? It takes you 7 times as long to learn a new skill as it does once you know it. So that's the reality of the situation. There is things that you've got to do, we call it reps in the beginning. And it definitely doesn't happen overnight because in our game, it's always the exponential curve. We draw it at all our events and stuff. It's Matt's favorite graph. Everyone knows Matt's graph. And because our background's being zoologist and we learned it at uni, it's a biological phenomenon. Things go along like flat line. And then all of a sudden it's in that last, period where things start to take off for you. That's very much what happens online. But when you get it right and it does take off, it can go big very quickly is what Lisa found. But most people can't hack the journey along the bottom of the graph. They just won't stick it out. Whereas I think the good thing with property is, especially as we see in Australia, property tends to be more linear from what I've observed. Each year property goes up X amount each year. And obviously it does compound over the very long term. But with websites, it's very pronounced. So it's a really good question of yours, what's the reality? What has Lisa done here in the background? She's been working on this thing consistently and learning I'd say she works on it most days it's not like it's an intense work though. It's just she's kind of plodding along. She's just keeping an eye on her email. She's got her outsourced team. She'd have 2 or 3 people working with her on it. They're all outsourced. You can find them on upwork.com. I think she's got 2 writers and she's got a VA that helps her, a virtual assistant, and that's it. That's all she's got.
The thing is when you compare that to, say, property is very similar in the sense that you've got to have a property manager. I mean, I've got properties myself and I still constantly get property managers contacting me at least weekly to say, look, there's a repair to be done, maybe a tenant's moving out. And then when you're doing a renovation, that takes up a lot of time as well. I had a renovation that went on for about 6 months or so. That's pretty intense. So when you compare that, it's actually, very similar in the sense that you've got to put in the hard work at the beginning to be able to get the results that you want to achieve, at the end. And, I have to say the last renovation I did, the property that I gained an equity of about 200,000. So I was very pleased with that. And that's the kind of work you still have to put in with a website. And that's what Lisa's done by the sounds of it. You put in that effort and you can generate that regular cash flow. And the asset itself, I'm pretty sure it's worth more than $2,000 now, but it does appreciate with the manufactured equity.
The cool thing with Lisa, what I really like about her, she's so focused. She knows she's on a winner here. And so she's just stepped on the accelerator. That's the other thing too. So you can make these websites quite passive. And I do want to reiterate, those results aren't typical, but you can be earning. What we recommend, what works really well, we believe, is having a portfolio of websites. Why? Because you can. It's a lot easier to own a portfolio of websites than it is to own a portfolio of real estate because it's just so much cheaper. And some of them will work and some of them won't. Now, everyone's obviously focused on Lisa's one that's working. She's got other sites that don't work as well. But if you have, say, 10 websites, and each one makes anywhere between $100 a month to a couple of $1,000 a month, that can very quickly add up to a 6-figure income, which for most people gets them out of their job. And that's what our goal is. That's what we try and help people do. Like I said, we try and help people who are in PAYG and they want to get out of there. They're working too many hours, they're missing their kids. And so our goal is always to help people do that. And we like to get people to do it safely as possible, which is by owning ideally a variety of websites, because there's no guarantees. They do get, they do have problems and stuff, just like any, they're a little mini business, but they're little cash cows. And what we've noticed is, and it came from our portfolio, that's how we started, because we used to do this with businesses, bricks and mortar businesses. And so we just do the same now with websites, but it's a lot easier with websites to own 10 websites each one, you know, some only make a couple hundred bucks, some will make a couple of grand, some will make tens of thousands. And that's per month. So you're constantly managing and working across them. And then you might sell some and flip them up into bigger deals. And that's a very effective strategy now in this rising market. Oh, Tyrone, you should see the stuff that we are, the deals that are happening out there now. Oh, my goodness. Like people flipping webs. We never used to be big into the flipping websites thing. But now in a booming market, I can definitely see the benefit. I've become a big fan of it. So you can build good websites if you've got the skills, and you can be flipping them into bigger and bigger deals. And we just did this cool interview with one of the world's best website brokers. His client, within five flips, turned a $2,000 website into $9 million. Took him about 5 years.
Wow. That is wow. I mean, to build a portfolio of a $9 million portfolio is going to take more than that time.
It's just phenomenal. And he's got, we've spoken, because we're speaking to all these brokers because it is hot. The brokers are approaching us and saying, hey, do you have clients that want to sell websites? Even small websites are selling for a lot. So what it means is if you've got a small, so this guy that did this, his first site, he bought for $2,000. He's built it up doing exactly what we teach, just adding content, sold it for $7,000. And then he used that money to buy another website, sold that one for $20,000. And by then he'd learned how, so he was a beginner and he'd learned how to do it. So of course, then you can take on more risk. So he bought a much bigger website and sold that for $200,000 and got really good. And by then he had his whole team together. Then it just got so much easier. And that's when he did the next website. He bought a much bigger website and sold that for $9 million. This just happened just recently. Sold it for $9 million, which is a record. Like it was just stunning. But the thing is your knowledge is compounding and we're in a booming market. So once you know what you're doing, so like Lisa now, that's why she's gone out and bought another website because she loved that story. She's hugely inspired by it. She said, Matt, I'm going to do exactly that. And so she's on a path. But once you've got these skills, it's like if you're good at property, you can, it's the same thing. Once you've got the skills in property, you can just keep going. And the only limitation you've got is getting the money to buy bigger and bigger properties. So that's the other interesting thing, Tyrone, that's changed since we last spoke. In our market now, when it comes to raising funds, it's a lot easier. You still can't go to the bank to raise lots of funds, but there's lots of private, they're called aggregators out there, and they're throwing money at website deals because they're kind of a no-brainer. You know, they operate 24/7. Since COVID, everyone suddenly realized, oh, wow, these website businesses are brilliant. They just operate 24/7 and there's more traffic online now. So they kind of make a lot more money.
Thank you to Matt Radd, our special guest on this episode of Property Investory. Also, for being a loyal listener of the podcast, I've asked Matt and Liz to provide a special offer for the Digital Profits program that can show you how to buy and renovate cash flow websites. Simply visit propertyinvestory.com/online course to claim your offer. Now, when you sign up, you get access to an exclusive training in buying positive cash flow websites and building an online portfolio that generates income from automated sources. I personally watch these videos and highly recommend learning from Matt and Liz as they're experts at this. To claim your special offer, simply visit propertyinvestory.com/online course.